right, welcome to the podcast. Me and Talk To. Good Lord, I got tongue twisted, tongue tied. So let's get into it. Welcome to the show. Of course, my name is Lee, and we got Rick.
What up?
On the board, making sure all this stuff come together. Video, audio, like he posted earlier. We got it going on now, so we can actually do this all the time. Video and audio. So with all that being said, let's hop right into it, man. It's been a good week for some people and a bad week for some other people. So we're doing current events, man. We got no topic today. We're just doing current events. We just going to put it out there. And y'all feel free to comment on it if you can, because we got the live chat set up. So if y'all want to make some comments on some of these stories we about to bring to you, just do that.
Yeah.
Because some of this stuff is going to be fun and some of it is stupid, like I said earlier. And some people got good weeks, some people got a bad week. So starting it off, Dawn Staley, if y'all don't know her, she's a Hall of Famer basketball player. She's a coach over at South Carolina Gamecocks. She's been in the Olympics. She's done a little bit of everything related to basketball, women's basketball. So, she came up, man. This is a good week for her. She actually is the highest paid black head coach for a women's basketball team. $22.4 million is the contract, 7-year deal. She came up. This is a good thing.
Hey, that's what's up, though.
It ain't comparable to the men's coaching as far as you know, how much they get paid, but, you know, it's a start. I mean, she's the first. So, you know, with the first, there comes more, and hopefully many. She's broken through the proverbial glass ceiling. So hopefully some other coaches can squeak up in there and do the same and make the same and be more and be better and overtake the sport. I mean, it's women's basketball, for God's sake. You should think women should be paid, if not the same, if not more, so. It is what it is, but if you don't know Dawn Staley, like I said earlier, she's been a player. She's been a coach for a long time. She's been in tournaments. She's been in NCAA tournaments with the team that she's coaching now.
So she played for?
She played basketball. She went to the Olympics, got some gold medals.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember that. I didn't know she's coaching the team that she's played for, though.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, she's coaching the team, and she came up. She the first African American female to actually get this type of money. So shouts out to her. And hopefully she like I said earlier, I guess she's a what do you want to call it? The guy that works their way to be the first to do everything. Whatever you want to call them people. I forgot the name of it, but yeah, that's what they do. And so shouts out to her, and hopefully this don't go to her head and she start acting crazy and come up with some, you know.
Because how much you say that check was?
$22.4 million for 7 years.
Hey, so a little bit over $3 million a year.
Yeah, so she was making like $800,000 per year, and she get this significant increase of money. So, you know, she gonna do what she do. I don't know if she married. I don't know if she got kids. I don't know any of that stuff. But all I know is she came up. She got the bag, as the young folks would say these days. So with that being said, shout out to you, Dawn Staley. Keep doing what you're doing. And hopefully we hear good things from South Carolina, because y'all been in the playoffs for the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. They had 2015, 2017, and 2021. They got the Final Four championship. They won in 2017. So they've been a number one seed for a long time. But, you know, she keep doing what she's doing, expecting excellence. Like Pat Summitt, who is not here and no longer with us no more, but she's a groundbreaker, a trendsetter. And good shouts out to you. All right, moving on, next story. Speaking of sports, and this is the one Rick wanted to talk about. So Sterling Shepard and Mary J. Blige allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, because we don't know for sure what's going on with them. But Sterling Shepard is a football player. He played for the Giants. He came down to Tampa and played a year for us, too. That's the only reason why I'm picking this story, because it's Tampa-related, player-wise. He's been in with the Giants. He's been showing out. Actually, we cut him, and then he went to the Giants, and then that's where he's been at for a while. So for all y'all that don't know, this dude used to be married to Chanel Amon. Now, I don't have no clue who she related to or what she's associated with. All I know is that they got a divorce. They trying to get they business right as far as after the divorce. But the twist is Mary J. Blige is in the picture. Now, this chick 50.
I guess she ain't hurt no more, huh?
She ain't hurt no more. All she want to do is be happy. You know, all them songs. She ain't going down no more. You know, all that old stuff, you know. Yeah, she
ain't going to cry.
She ain't going to cry no more. She ain't going down no more. She happy, blah, blah, blah. I guess she happy. I don't know. But they caught her out at a party with I guess it was a stylist that I guess she messed with, or the stylist hooks her up or whatever, as far as wardrobe and whatever stylists do. And it was a birthday party for the stylist.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling Shepard show up. I don't know if they came together or was they she was here and he showed up and they just started hooking up and blah, blah, blah. But Sterling Shepard ain't even divorced yet. And he out here living his best life, I guess.
Hey.
With a 50-year-old R&B singer / hip-hop singer, what you even want to call her.
And he like what, 26, 27, yeah, somewhere in there, and she like 52? Like, I don't know, man. Like,
Is that going to be a problem? Because men do it all the time.
It ain't that. Like, but see, even as a man, I can't even do it, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I be like, man, my kids are that chick age. Like,
bruh.
I don't know. I guess I look at it different.
Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, if it's true, shouts out to both of y'all. Hopefully y'all make a difference. I got nothing against it. You know, like I said, men do it all the time. They marry and get younger women, so why not the women? Can't do the thing and flip the script. But
would you date somebody your daughter age?
Hell no.
Like what we going to have in common? Like,
nothing.
Like, when you was making your biggest hits, he wasn't even born yet.
Right. I mean, that's why they got him on audio file now, I guess, so he can get caught up.
Now look, if that was R. Kelly, they'd be saying some shit. They'd be saying some shit if that was R. Kelly.
Here's the difference. Mary J. Blige ain't got nobody locked up in the basement putting out sex tapes. She ain't doing all that. That's the difference between R. Kelly and Mary J. Blige. He ain't out here recruiting young babies and people dropping their babies off at the house and trying to make stars out of them, and he had got them in the basement, locked all up, and put them in chairs and licking stuff and, you know, doing that type of stuff. That's Mary J. Blige is not doing that, so.
I don't know.
He grown enough to handle his business. I mean,
he is, but really though, like I don't know. Like, I ain't knocking him because she, hey, Mary still bad.
I mean, he 28. So I mean, that's a little bit over half of what she is. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, shit. I knock Mary down. Hey, Mary, you can call me.
Mary.
I might be too old for her now.
Wow. If that's the case, I'm way too damn old for her. I mean, I don't like Mary J. Blige that way anyway. I don't see her that way.
I wouldn't be trying to have no relationship with her, but I'd knock her down.
I like I said earlier, I'm the one that's trying to find an ass wiper. I'm getting up in age right now, man. I need a woman that's gonna hang out with me until,
bruh. Oh shit!
I'm just saying, it's got to be that way. I hate it, but you know it is what it is. I need somebody's gonna be true, lawyer.
They remind me of that. Damn, what was that movie? But I wipe my own ass.
Right.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Look, she be having to wipe your ass, and then she finds somebody younger, and he gonna hit her with the "but I wipe my own ass."
Yeah, that's what I need. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not trying to be nasty, or whatever. But this is about loyalty right now for me. I can't be checking out these little young things, thoughts, and whatever you want to call them out here.
Hey,
in and out.
Some of them, like I said before, though, some of them they ride hard, like they're doing. That hey, some of them doing shit that females my age ain't trying to do,
or my age for that matter. Yeah, you're right, because they see the value in it. I guess they see what's going to be happening in the future. You can do whatever you want to. As soon as he die off, I guess, I don't know. Or you got access to the money now, the bag now, and just enjoying life. I don't know, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, it's definitely. I guess if it worked for you, like, but longevity wise, like,
it's gonna be a hot mess.
Do you really see that going somewhere long term? Like, is that a long term thing? Is that a right now? Like, is she just out? Basically, is Mary getting a groove back or what?
It puts you in the mind of Demi and Ashton. You know, all these people that's got these age disparities between them,
and you see they split, and he went with Mila Kunis,
yeah,
like little sex ass,
you know, same at the same ages. I mean,
because they was on that TV show together,
right? So I mean, you know, I mean, some people it works, some people it don't. I mean, I don't know. I that's what I'm looking for, y'all. That's just me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I need an ass wiper. So yeah,
I need an
ass wiper. That might be a song. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. So, moving on, speaking of couple relationships and all this crap. So, some of y'all have heard, and this is just me, Jason Momoa, Lisa Bonet.
Mm.
Lisa Bonet is bad as all get out, man.
And she got to be almost 50 herself.
Bruh, Lisa Bonet, and I'm going to tell you to the face in this camera right here.
Hold on. Let me close up for you.
Yeah, close up on me. Lisa Bonet.
Hold on.
I don't give a damn how many kids you got. I don't care what's going on in your life right now. Holler at a motherfucker, okay? That's all I got to say.
Hey, and she 54.
We the same age, girl. So, yeah, let's do that.
Hey, speaking of age differences, he 42.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely would have jumped on that one myself.
Yeah, she can get it.
But hey, 54 and 42 ain't nothing like
20 plus. You're right. It ain't a whole couple of decades. You're right. I mean, let me go ahead on and jump into this. So, of course, if you haven't heard, now you know that Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa / Aquaman / you know, whoever, the character that plays if you got Apple TV Plus or Apple TV, you know he plays in that series C, which is a good series to watch. I'm promoting that, even though I'm not getting any from it.
Oh, I didn't know he was in the show.
Yeah, bro.
I liked him as Aquaman. I think that's like the first movie I might have seen him in.
He got a bunch of them out there, but
yeah,
he,
I know
this one. He propelled him into, you know, being famous or whatever. But the show on Apple TV C. It's a bunch of blind people, you know, they doing their thing as far as existing and coexisting, and they scared that the kids that's coming up now, they can see, and they gonna take over the world. So basically, it's a good series if you into that type of stuff. Very violent, very strategy-wise. It's a whole lot of stuff going on. So. Check it out if you haven't seen it. I binge watched it and I got caught up to the second season. So yeah, but I'm not promoting that. I'm promoting the podcast. But that's who Jason Momoa is. If you haven't seen it, so you know Lisa Bonet, Cosby Show, and a few movies out there. You know that she starred in. They both quoted saying that, you know, we gonna amicably be split because we ain't seeing each other eye to eye, blah blah blah. You know how they do. You know, in the public eye, they want to make sure everybody's calm and so forth and so on.
Hey, I'm kind of scared of that though, because hey, she had him and Lenny like posting each other on their birthdays and shit. I was,
and
like, damn, girl, you got that golden, don't you?
I'm putting her on the status as Erykah Badu. Mm. If you get some Badu, you gonna change your whole life.
Ass three stacks.
Yeah. Ass Common.
Damn, I forgot about Common. Yeah. Yeah.
And Andre 3000. All them. They changed their whole demeanor. They was wearing kente cloth and everything.
Oh my God.
She had them blowed, dude. Had them blowed. You get some Badu. Oh my God. I'm gonna say the same thing about Lisa Bonet. Or Bonet or whatever she called herself. Yeah. Her name, for me, is Bonet because I'm from the South. So you know, they decided to split. They've been together for 16 years. I think they was married for like 5, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know. They got two or three kids together.
Yeah, they was together for 16 years. They married in October of 17.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Why would you wait so long to get married?
I told you we're going to talk about that. You're going to stay with people forever and just not all of a sudden either don't get married or you get married at the last end of it and then find out that the marriage don't work after you done been with them for God knows how long, 10 plus years, and then go from there. That's stupid, but they do it. That's what they do. So, yeah, the article says, you know, that Jason Momoa was a little scared when he tried to approach her. You know, he shoot his shot the first time out, and evidently it worked out and blah, blah, blah. So it is what it is. I mean, it didn't work out. They got a couple of kids together. I think three. No, two. They got two kids together. And then Zoe Kravitz is Lenny Kravitz's daughter. So, yeah. But they not together no more, so it is what it is. Moving on. Hey, man. So this hurt me to the heart right here. So the Michigan man, you got this one? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pulled
bruh,
up.
Bruh. It ain't funny, but it's funny. So this couple playing Overwatch in their house. And Overwatch is a video game. We played it a couple of times. It was okay.
Did we play that? Yeah.
Yeah, we did play that. That's the one that they was glitching through.
Yeah,
man. It was trash. It ended up being trash. But anyway, they get to fight. All out fighting. And this is a male-male relationship couple. Let me clarify that, too. So, dude choked him out to the point that he died. I don't know what in the hell Overwatch had them pissed off about, but dude killed him. And then he called 911 and said, dude, when they came to the building, let me change this up. Okay, so somebody called 911. I think it was him or somebody close to in the building that they lived in. Call 911, domestic disturbance, of course. Police and ambulance come to this door. They find out, they come into the house, go check dude out on the couch. Dude said he was asleep on the couch. And then one of the paramedics or one of the police officers checked him out and found out he was dead. So, like I said, I don't know what Overwatch had you doing to be sitting out here trying to kill up folks over a video game. And that's the way the story goes. Dude dies over a video game. Sad but true.
Retarded.
Yeah.
Like that's that shit where motherfuckers won't leave you alone. It's like damn. Like,
yeah. I guess they sitting side by side on the couch playing the game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden something popped off. Either he didn't do something that he wanted him to do, or he died, or I don't know.
Damn it, Daniel.
Wow. Hey. Never mind. Y'all got to be in on the game to realize what he just got through saying. But anyway, they didn't agree on something or something to the point that it got them to fight, and it just went from there. So he gonna end up. He got to go to jail. He got to go to, you know, sentencing, probation. If he get out and all this whole stuff. I mean, over a video game, really? We doing that over a video game?
I wonder how old this person is. Let's see, 31. Yeah,
he was, and this guy that he killed was Rory Teasley.
28
years old.
But the dude that killed him was 31.
31.
Like, bro, you know, come on, man, come on.
So Rory Teasley, so y'all, just for y'all that don't know, was a influencer, YouTube influencer. You know, he was a guy that was talking about how to twerk and all this old stuff. Said he had his handle is a two pump for TV. Okay. I got nothing for that. He had 200,000 followers, TikTok, 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, 63,000 followers on Instagram, international twerk instructor. That's what he said he was.
I'm going to leave that one alone, yeah, just because I ain't touching that community.
Yeah, bro. Leave it alone. We ain't going to mess with that.
Oh, shit.
But he's dead because they fighting over a video game. Domestic violence to the next level. So, yeah. So much for that. Let's talk Tiffany Haddish. So, Friday night, this past Friday, actually, this is a very fresh story. Friday morning, I'm going to say that because at 4 o'clock in the morning, she was out in Georgia somewhere. And she got caught DUI. And she was so blowed that she fell asleep in the car at the wheel. And I would think, like I say this all the time about athletes, that if you're going to be out partaking in alcohol or you're probably correct on that one, Christopher. But that's a previous story. But yeah, anyway. Like I was saying, if you
Hey, Chris, right as hell, too.
Yeah, he right on that one. I'm not going to read the comments. Y'all read the comments below. But anyway, all these people, these athletes and celebrities and folks that's got this status, you think they're making all this money, they could find somebody, I don't care who, to drive them where they need to go. And that's my personal opinion. If I ever blow up, let me change it. When I blow up, I'm going to have me a personal driver. Yeah. When on days when I'm going to be partaking in alcohol or whatever.
Shit, if I got it like that, it's going to be every day.
So I'm just saying, y'all need to be making better decisions. That way you won't be in the news trying to defend your actions against stuff that was easily avoidable. Now, I'm not beating up Tiffany Haddish. I like Tiffany Haddish. She's funny. She's one of the best female comedians. Well, I'm just going to say comedians. I ain't going to put no label on it. One of the best comedians I've seen in a while. And
you really think that, though?
I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to put no gender on it.
See, but I don't know. See, for me,
I said one of the best. So I'm not making her top dog.
But no, like for me, I don't find her funny. Like, she's funny in movies. Like, this is how I look at Kevin Hart, too. I find him funny in movies, but stand-up is just, like, it's weak to me. Mm. I don't know. Like,
now, I've seen all of Kevin Hart's stand-up stuff, and I'm in the floor about to crack some ribs because I'm laughing so hard at some of the stuff that he talked about. Now, everything is not funny.
Yeah.
That much I agree on. But it is what it is. He's on top right now.
I give him that. Like I said, I love his movies, man. Yeah. I be dying at his movies, but his stand-up is just like, and like with Tiffany, like, she's
funny in movies.
She's funny in movies.
I seen one of her stand-ups, and I was like,
right. And it's like, the only reason why she's funny in movies, because she's that ratchet chick that we all know.
True.
Like, let's just be honest. She that ratchet chick that we all know that's funny, but you wouldn't want to date him. I see it. And you know I love ratchet chicks. I'm trying to get away from them, though.
Yeah, that's true. But she's one of the top comedians now. In our time right now. And I'll give her that. I'm not going to put no gender on it. because then you get into all the who's the best female comedian of all times versus males. And all, I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't doing.
If you're
all
funny,
that.
You're funny. That's the way I look at it. If you're funny, you're funny. Because everything pops, like he said in one of his interviews, Kevin Hart said in one of his interviews that if you get a role and it pops and it works for you, then you know you should get whatever you got going on.
Yep.
So back to the story. She was out. I don't know where. Somewhere it said Peachtree. I guess so. She was in Atlanta because it says Peachtree City Police Department. So that's somewhere near in Atlanta. Because Peachtree Street and Peachtree Drive and Peachtree this, that, and other. All the stuff is related to Atlanta, Georgia. Got caught driving drunk. And they say might have been a little bit of weed in there. So
not surprising because, I mean, she talked about smoking all the time. So.
Right. So, but my thing is, and I'm going to keep saying this, if you are an athlete or a person of success that has a lot of money that can afford to do this, get you a driver.
And thing about, like, looking over the article, it don't even say, which, you know, even if you're under the influence of drugs, it's a DUI, but it don't say anything about alcohol in the article. It just say they believe she was under the influence of marijuana.
So, I mean, but still, I'm
my brother that did that one time was high and then fell asleep at a red light. Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But she got out Friday morning about 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. The bond was like $1,600. So I know she got to come back and probably pay a fine and make a court appearance or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. But Tiffany Haddish and whoever else that has this type of money, get you a driver. That's all I got to say on that deal. I hate to hear it because, you know, it's another African-American that's been caught up in the system.
Yep.
That put themselves in that position to be in the system. So it is what it is.
But hopefully everything work out for her, though.
It will. It will.
You know, which I hate to say it like this, but nobody was hurt, so a DUI ain't the worst thing that can happen to you.
Right.
But at the same time, you look at it like somebody could have been hurt.
Yep. There's always that possibility. But, you know, it is what it is. So Tiffany Haddish, big shout out. Hope you get your life right and get everything back on point. So moving on. So this one kind of intrigued me. And I want to bring it to light because we have issues here with race as far as black and white men not treated equally when it comes to the law. And this has nothing to do with color, what the story I'm about to bring up. So Let me tell y'all what's going on. So over in India, it's not funny, but it is funny because in India, if you are caught having an extramarital affair, be you woman or male that's committing the act, you're supposed to get 100 lashes from a whip or being flogged, or was what they called it. So this is how it worked out. So they both had their affair, male and female. They both married to other people. Let me go ahead and put that out there now, too. She married to somebody. He married to somebody.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought they were married to each other.
No. This is an affair happening. She married to somebody. He married to somebody. So they got caught. I don't know how they got caught. Somebody told on them, blah, 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 so forth and so on. Over in India, you know, they are in an Islamic state. So flogging or getting whipped or whatever you want to call it is part of the law there. So right off the rip, you're supposed to get 100 licks right off the bat. 100 licks. It don't matter what it is. Male, female, 100 licks. So the female get the 100 licks. They had to pause every once in a while because, you know, getting whipped on the back, that's like back in the day when slave guys was whooping folks. You had to take a break because they was passing out and all this old stuff. She take 100 licks and keep it moving. They go to court. Well, no. They go to court. They found guilty. Then she get the 100 licks. So the other dude, you know, like, yeah, I'll take the 100 licks. But then he turn around and say, it wasn't me. We didn't have an affair. So they knocked it down. and he ended up getting only 15. The male got 15. The female got 100 licks.
Oh, that's some whole shit.
Because all he had to say was, I didn't do it. That's it. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. And he got it knocked off to 15 licks. And he went on about his business and going about his, like it wasn't nothing else going on. Girl took the 100. And dude only got 15. And when I tell you this is unfair.
That's crazy.
Way out there unfair. I mean, if you've been knocking this girl down for some months. I mean, you know, you just some years, some months or whatever, how long it is. And you get caught and all of a sudden you want to stand. You don't want to face the music because you know what's going to happen. Because you getting your ass whooped. Went 100 times.
Yeah.
And this ain't no private thing where they just whoop you in the jail or whatever. This is public.
Yeah, like out in the town square type shit.
Yeah. Everybody gonna see this. So I got nothing for that. I really don't. But when I tell you this is unfair, and the United States, of course, you know, the world police, United States, and people that want to step up and try and help folks out and whatever, but you always putting your nose and stuff and you ain't got no business in. They trying, the humanitarian type folks, they want to step in and say, you know, y'all treating women wrong and this, that, and the other. Y'all not looking at the fact that all she probably had to do was say, it wasn't me or I didn't do it. And she probably would have got 15.
But she was just like, shit, yeah.
Let me be a true soldier.
I did it.
Let me go and get these licks.
Fuck it.
And go on about my business. True soldier. So but dude wimped out and copped out and took 15. It was going to be 30, and then it turned out to be 15. After he, you know, they. And here's the thing, there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's nothing saying that it did happen or it didn't happen. All this dude went to do and said was, he went to court and said, I didn't do it. That's it. That was his whole defense. I didn't do it. And they gave him 15 licks. I don't understand that one, but, you know, that's their type of justice system over there. And I'm sure since this is an Islamic state, it's more male-dominated over there anyway, so.
Yeah, so it's easier for him to get off.
Right, than the women. Anyway, exactly, so. They making an example out of the girl and just and just spank this guy on the wrist and say, okay, don't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, man. Crazy. Human rights folks over there watching it talking about it's barbaric, but that's their law. You got to go change the law. You see, can't just look on the outside in talking about that's crazy and that's barbaric and you shouldn't be doing that to somebody. You have to actually, like you was telling me earlier, you have to infiltrate.
Mm-hmm.
And change the laws in order for this stuff to be more 20th century or 21st century. So there you go. That's I got some more. Actually, I got one more. Two more. Let me do two more. So y'all know Megan Fox. She played in.
Oh, Lord.
I got to do it, man.
Hold on. I got to get your clothes up on this one, son, because I want them to see.
Bruh, when I tell you this is the most stupidest story ever that I've heard. Actually, it's crazy. It's almost like psychotic to me. So Megan Fox, you know, she played in the Transformer movies with, you know, and doing her thing. Now, that's basically all I know her from, the Transformer movies.
She was in a couple of other ones, too, but... Like, she's, what's funny is when I think of Megan Fox, she put me in the same mindset of like Brittany Murphy. What I mean by that is, you know, cute as fuck, but get all them like slut type roles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and rest in peace, Brittany Murphy, you know, I ain't knocking her, but it's like she was typecasted.
Right.
So that's.
I mean, but you that fine.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna have you out there looking crazy, you know, handling guns and.
Because, well, I'm not Megan Fox.
Yeah, that's yeah. We talking Megan Fox. But anyway.
I ain't finna do what they did. Go ahead.
Clowns. And that's what I really mean. Clowns. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they got engaged. They was, you know, they first met. They made it official back in July 2020. They was going to be a couple. This chick got three kids from a previous marriage.
Damn, I didn't know she had three kids.
Yeah, bruh. You know, Brian Austin Green from 90210.
Yeah.
They got married.
Oh, shit. I never knew that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they married and had their three kids and this, that, and the other. And this Machine Gun Kelly guy, he got a kid, too. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That ain't got nothing to do with the story. So, he went and proposed and said, hey, you know, let's get married because, you know, we like each other, this, that, and the other. She 35, and I think he 20-something, or right at 30, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah. He gets out on one knee. They, you know, he proposed, hey, I'm in love. You in love me, this, that, and the other. And she's like, yeah, we'll get married. And it felt like magic and, you know, this, that, and the other. Blah, blah, blah. You know that whole get out on one knee engagement thing that y'all fellas do when y'all in love or want to be with somebody forever. You think you done found the one. So, yeah, they took it to the next level. They drank in each other's blood. To seal the deal. Yeah, blood. We talking about the actual, I'm cutting my wrist, you cutting your wrist. I'm not saying they cut their wrist. Let me say that right now. I don't know how they extracted the blood from each other and drank it to seal the deal as far as, you know, them getting married. But I'll be damned if I do some scrap like that. Ain't no way in the world.
Yeah, I ain't finna drink your blood. I ain't finna, you know. I'll suck on your neck a little bit, but yeah. I ain't finna.
Yeah,
you know?
we ain't talking about piercing skin and sucking stuff up out of you. Now that's out. I don't know, but yeah, we not doing that. But that's what they did, and he bought her a ring. Had an emerald stone on it and a diamond stone on it because, you know, that was her birthstone and the diamond is his birthstone. He got it all on one ring, blah, blah, blah.
That's dope, though. Like, yeah. That right there. But yeah. I still ain't finna drink your fucking blood.
We ain't finna do that.
Like, shit. You got them.
Yeah. I was like, man, y'all got that.
Hey, that's that Hollywood shit for you.
No, that's that psychotic stuff that they talking about. I'm not doing that at all. That's crazy. Let me do this one because this pissed me off when I saw this. Really, really pissed me off. For like 30 seconds, it pissed me off. So, everybody know that Ahmaud Arbery was shot in a street being followed by three guys. Two of them related and one wasn't. Because they thought he was ramshacking and stealing stuff out of an unbuilt house, a not finished house, basically. And everybody saw the video when he went in and he looked around and was, oh, yeah, this looks nice, blah, blah, blah. Take off running outside the house, go down the street, folks in the pickup truck come get him, shoot him in the chest, blah, 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 so forth, so on. They got sentenced to life without parole, both of them. And the guy who videotaped it got life, but he has the opportunity to have parole. So,
because he could have stopped the shit.
Well,
per se, I guess.
Here's the thing, and you're right, he could have stopped it, but this dude ain't have no gun, no nothing on him. He out there just running. Ain't nothing falling off of him. Ain't nothing hanging off of him. Ain't no. Pouches, no guns, no nothing. He got nothing on him. He just running. And you interrupt this guy's run, gonna take the law in your own hands because you think this guy is carrying something and he stole something out of a house and you shoot him. There was a struggle. He was on the bad end of the gun. Shotgun blasted the chest and he's done. Period. And that's the story. This clown a Georgia Sheriff's Department in Middle Georgia is suspended without pay pending termination. He goes on a website that's for the Houston County, well, Houston County Sheriff's Department, which is in Macon. Went on their Facebook page and said, after the sentencing of the three guys, that the criminal Aubrey, which is Ahmaud Aubrey, still got the death penalty. On a Facebook webpage that was sponsored by and set up by the department that he worked for, the Houston County department that he works for in Macon. So before he could actually take it down, you know us. We, you know everybody. That's
screenshot.
Something. Screenshot like a motherfucker. Everybody screenshot.
Because they know eventually they're going to be like, oh, shit, I fucked up. Let me take that down.
Right, real quick. But, you know, somebody already saw it. Now, I don't know how many people or subscribers or lookers of this Facebook page. But it got back to him real quick. And they fired him. Well, I ain't going to say they fired him. They suspended him immediately. Pending, I don't know. What are you waiting on? That's my question.
Well, you know, from where they have a union, there's certain things you got to do. You can't just straight up fire them. So you got to suspend them first, do like an investigation, and then terminate.
Conduct of becoming of an officer is grounds for termination.
It still has to be investigated. Like, I get it. Like, what more evidence do you need than that right there?
Exactly.
But they still have to spend time to investigate.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Here's my point. And here's my angle on it. This mindset that this guy got, I'm sure he's not the only one that has this mindset. Oh, well, yeah, they got jail time and blah, 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 because they did us a favor by killing this dude. And that's his mindset. Well, he died. The guy's won anyway. Even though they locked up in jail for life, they won anyway. That's his story on it. That's his take on it. They still won. Because they took a supposedly criminal off the streets. That's this dude's mindset. Yeah. So January 20th of this year, we're going to have some results as far as what this going to happen, as far as the story is concerned, as far as is he going to get fired? Is he going to get suspended without paying, you know, slap on the wrist, blah, 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 so forth and so on. I'm sure somebody else is going to follow up with the story, but that's what's going on right now. And they got a screenshot actually of screenshot of the post that he put on there. They got a screenshot of the officer. They got a screenshot of the three guys that got put in jail for murder. But bruh, you really think, and I'm saying this to any and every officer or public servant, you really think you're going to get away by putting your personal opinion on a public web page and not expect any kind of blowback from that? You really think that? If you do, you got problems. And actually, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't even be a public servant, because you're not serving nobody but your best interest as far as your people. You're supposed to be serve and protect everybody. You serve and protect just one group of people. That's my take on it. I hate to say that, but it's the truth, because he put that information out there. That's all I got for that. I mean, it don't make no sense for me to sit up here and just beat a dead horse. But, bruh, you can't be in a position of power. And well, actually, I guess you can.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Never mind. I guess you can be in a position of power. And, well, yeah, that's evident anyway. So, in everything we do. So, yeah. Be in a position of power. Let me finish my statement. And treat folks the way you talking about treating them. Or agreeing with the outcome of some stuff that shouldn't even happen in the first place. So, I'm not going to end this on a bad note. I'm going to tell you that now. This dude is stupid, and people who think like him are stupid. be they black, white, green, red, or yellow. I don't care. If you sitting here talking crazy about another group of people and you feel some kind of way slanted towards some other people, you don't need to be in that position, period. That's my take on it. So, yeah. Last but not least, this one gave me a little hope. The Senate, the Republican Senate, passes a bill to award Emmett Till the Congressional Gold Medal. And they're going to get the same medal to his mom's, too.
So maybe you can educate me on what's the point at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so damn late that does it even matter?
It is a... Honestly, it doesn't matter. Because the crime has been committed. This is old. This is everything has been washed over in plenty of times since this happened. But it's bringing attention to what we as a culture, black, white, whatever, went through back then today. So that's all it's doing. It's just shedding a light on stuff. Like the show, they got the show on ABC right now about Emmett Till's mom and the whole thing that happened to Emmett Till. And if for y'all that don't know, Emmett Till was a guy that got pulled out of a house down in Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken. And he was tortured by a group of white folks. They call themselves the supremacists. And they killed him. Tortured him and killed him. So instead of the mom saying, I want to close casket, she said, leave the casket open because everybody needs to see this, what they do down here in the South. He was living up north, came down to the South visiting folks. If you've seen the show on ABC, they talking about Emmett Till's mom and how she handled the whole situation. That's what's going on. So he gets the honor, the medal, and the mama gets the medal as well. So, yeah. It takes stuff like this for get stuff like this done. I hate to say that. You got to go through some bad stuff in order to get some good stuff recognized out of it. I mean, it was innocent. To me, it was innocent. This dude went down there. He wanted to see how the South was, blah, blah, blah. And then some guys come off the street, come out to the house, yank them up out of there.
All because she lied and, you know, she waited.
Right.
10, 15 years ago, finally admitted she lied.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like. It's certain things that just
don't sit right. It don't sit right at all. Like we had them stories about the guys who getting thrown in jail for years, 20 years, 47 years, this, that, and the other, about one race of people lying against another one, and that group of people that was in power, police, DAs, governors, everybody, threw the book at this dude. Black dude, white woman, or white man, black woman, whatever you want to call him, the justice system put the full force of their foot on this guy, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the woman or the male, whoever they are, retracts their story and say, no, you know what? It didn't happen that way. I just got caught up in the moment because somebody told me to say this, or it would have been ugly for me to say that I was really into this dude, but it wasn't accepted at the time.
Mm-hmm. We heard a lot of that. I mean,
heard a bunch of that.
You older than me, and I'm 39. It's like I'll tell people, like, I was born in 82. I dealt with a lot of it, seen a lot. So I can only imagine what you've seen and dealt with. You know, like, it took me up until, like, my mama's white, and it took me up until, what, about 5 years ago before I ever even really started dating white women?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because of seeing all of that, hearing all that, experiencing all that. Like, you know, that's why I tell everybody, like, racism ain't dead. It's getting better. It's getting better because as time goes on, but hell, when I was born in 82, like, it wasn't even the full 20 years after the civil rights movement.
Yeah, we're like, 60 years out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
almost 60 years out from you can't go down to a county and sit as black folks. And we 60 years out. We ain't even 100 years out. We 60 years out-ish. When this city itself had some stuff going on. As far as you can't go down to the county and sit and eat. Or you got the colored only and the whites only and all this stuff is going on. And for this chick to step up out of the blue after everything's been happened, after this dude is dead and gone, this, that, and the other, she want to come up and say, yeah, my bad. That ain't the way it happened.
It's like, really? Like I really want to be like, really?
I mean, you know, like I say, peer pressure is a mother. And plus, you're female. So she got everything going on.
Yeah.
She's a female. She got no. And back then, he had no standards for a female back there. They was seen. They wasn't heard.
Yep.
The only thing they heard was, yeah, he did it. Or no, he didn't do it. But, you know, they just not coming up too. So I'm not bashing women. I'm not bashing white women. I'm not bashing nobody. My thing is, tell the truth. No matter what. If you're going to get your ass whooped for it, tell the truth. If you don't get whatever you want to call it, thrown out of the community or whatever, tell the truth. It's better than sitting up there sitting on a lie and having to endure that and watch this dude get tortured, beat, and hung and all this old stuff, and you have no clue about it. But actually, you do because you seen it in the paper because they made it well known back in the day. When they hung somebody, mm-hmm. or beat them, or dragged them, or tied them behind a car and dragged them, or whatever.
It was all about teaching them a lesson.
Teaching a lesson. So, with all that being said, it is a good thing that this Congress, the Republican Senate, actually said, yeah, let's do this. And I'm not putting down Democrats or Republicans, blah, 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 none of that stuff. It's just it shocked me for a second because I'm thinking, you know, the Republicans or, you know, conservatives, they don't, you know, get into stuff like that. They don't deal with stuff like that. Not that I know of. I mean, they say it's wrong. They'll say it out outdoors is wrong. But, you know, they don't actually, you know, get involved. They don't make no moves to, you know, write some stuff that was wrong. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I like it. It finally happened. It needed to happen to draw some more attention to the stuff that's going on here in the U.S., be it 60 years out, 100 years out, 20 years out. It still needs to be told and it still needs to be said. And people still need to talk about it in order to get past it. Now, here's my thing on racism, and I'm going to say this, and this is my view on it. We still got people here that were born back then that are teaching that stuff to these kids and adults now. So all that needs to be, well, now it's really not prevalent now. I mean, as far as wide open spaces, you just can't go out and just beat somebody because of this, that, and the other, or jack somebody up because they did this or whatever. But Racism is not going to go away until all them folks die off. And that's the God honest truth. And that's what's going to have to happen. Them two generations of probably mine on back going to have to die off for racism to go away. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. Because I can tell folks, hey, all day long, I experienced racism down on Main Street, down in Fort Overthorpe, out in East Brainerd, downtown, over in North Chattanooga, all over the place. And if I tell these stories to my kids, guess what they got to hold on to? Or guess what they see? These folks are doing my daddy wrong because this.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't teach your kids that.
But you know, the thing about it is, like the story you mentioned earlier, the Ahmaud Arbery story, like it shows you that shit's still going on today.
It's prevalent.
Like, it's still going on today. It's just not as bad, but you still get little glimpses.
Yeah.
And until we get rid of those little glimpses, it's always going to be something. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. And we just, we I don't know. Like, I don't even know what to say about it, because it hit a whole different level for me, because just, especially me being biracial,
mm-hmm.
like, it was rough. And that's why I tell everybody now, like, I'm cool with not having a lot of friends, because I grew up without having a lot of friends, because, you know, the white people call me niggas.
Yeah.
Black people call me honky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we was like one of two white families in the project.
Oh, y'all was catching it.
So you know what I'm saying? Like that was the first thing somebody, you know, would say was, you know, honky, honky. Like, bro, like, come on, bro. Like, really? Really? All right. So, you know. Hey, Chris, you right. Like I'm popping that up on the screen. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
This, like, this 60 plus, like I said, this, we're a little less than 60 years into the civil rights movement being active.
Yeah, my mama was born in 64. I think we got rights in, well, you know what, 66,
60, 67 when I was born. Ish.
So it's like, you know, imagine, and I tell her, like, my mama's the one that's white. So it's like.
She catching it on both sides.
Boy,
yeah.
Like, it's like I tell everybody, man, like, my granny, like, looking as a grown man, looking back on it, my mama's mama was racist as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't treat me and my brother no type of way. Like, I love my granny to death. And as a kid, I wouldn't never thought of, like, and I heard my granny call my mama nigga lovers and all this and all that.
Yeah, she getting it from both ends.
But you know, just the way my granny treated me and my brother mm-hmm. was no different. Like, it was no different than any of her other grandkids. But mm-hmm. the minute she got mad at my mama, hey, nigga lover was the first thing that came out.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I love my granny to death. And it's like, I don't look at her in that light, but as a grown man, I understand what she was.
Because she came up in that era.
Because, right.
That people ain't supposed to intermingle with each other. Yeah. You're the black sheep or the white sheep of the family if you did do that.
So, you know, like, I got an uncle that I've probably spoke to twice in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Because he racist as fuck. Well, he does not fuck with my mama because she dated black men.
Well, like I said, that generation, my generation back needs to die off in order for racism to go away.
But it ain't
going to never go away, because we got it in history books everywhere. And we got pockets of cities that's all they do.
But, you know, they're trying to erase it from
history.
From history. And yeah. It's like, nah, like,
it needs to be told.
Kids need to know. Because without knowing history, you're doomed to repeat it.
True.
Like if people don't understand how wrong shit is, then it's gonna repeat.
Right.
And I say, even people in my generation, like, mm-hmm. So my aunt lived in, like, Middle Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I was fourth or fifth grade. And my mom and my stepdad started going through a divorce. So my mama sent me to live with my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at Daisy Elementary School.
Ooh, yeah.
This was 91.
Oh, yeah. You 92? Feeling it. You feeling it.
Man, I tried to, like, just talk to somebody. And this girl looked at me and said, I can't. My dad won't let me talk to you because you're black.
Right.
I had never. Now, me growing up in the city, in the hood, my entire life, white people was the minority at every school I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Eastside Elementary, East Lake Elementary, like, everywhere I went. Man, I was at my aunt's for 2 weeks. I called my mama crying, like, I can't go to school up here. I can't do this. I need to come home.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be around this.
Mm-hmm. Constantly, every day? Yeah. Plays a toll on you. Takes a toll on you. But it here's the thing. It gets you to see how the other half lives and what they think and their thought process is as far as relationships and race relations and so forth and so on. You get to see exactly what they are by the way they act and talk.
Yep.
Which gives you a clue as to, hey, you know, you might want to leave them alone. Or
and without, like, dragging this out too long, let me ask you this. Because, and I'm going to ask you first, and then I'll give my opinion. Do you think black people can be racist?
Yes.
All right, cool. And the reason why I ask that, because I hear so many times that black people can't be racist because they don't have power.
That's irrelevant.
Okay, and so if you look up the definition of racism, which I'm popping up right now just for these purposes.
You know somebody gonna say, well, is that hit Webster's?
I'm just yeah.
But, white man wrote that, so you how you
but definition of racism is prejudice, discrimination directed against a person or people based on their racial or ethnic group. All right. So that's what racism means. Also, it means you believe your race to be inferior than another.
Or superior to or another.
Yeah, superior.
Superior, yeah.
I said it back with my bad. But yeah, so I'm like, black people can be racist.
Yeah.
I was like, I've experienced it.
You can be racist and be poor.
And what I try to tell people is the difference is in common society, black people can't be oppressive, because to be oppressive, you have to have the power.
True.
Like that, people are misconstruing the definitions between racism and oppression.
That's what you do. You group it all into one. That's all you see. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
We know what's going about. We know what it's all about. We've been here long enough to experience it firsthand. So it is what it is. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it at that. Period. I'm done with that. We already know my stance on racism and all that old crap. I don't deal in it. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't want to be a part of it, even though it is in the world. But, you know, I make my moves and I keep going on. That's all I got to say about that, too. So with all that being said, let's thank you very much. with all that being said, I think we're done, man. I got nothing else to talk about. I mean, I do, but I don't want to talk about it this week.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all hit the YouTube Men Talk 2 podcast. Like the Facebook. What else we got? We got the Twitter and we got the IG. So I just popped them all up on the screen. Make sure y'all go hit that.
Subscribe.
Go hit me. Go hit my Instagram. Y'all see it. It's up. Rick D mixed it. And then also hit Lee. There you go. Elf Lee 1967.
I'm gonna change that.
Elf_ Lee 1967.
Yeah. I'm gonna change it, make it easier for y'all.
And anyway, if y'all got anything, you know, hey, we always willing and looking for guests to come on.
Or just shoot a topic out to us. We'll talk about anything, man. We don't care. Like I said earlier, we don't care.
Yeah, y'all got any ideas for a topic? Hey, most definitely hit us with those. You know, because, hey, we love doing this. We always, we here.
Yeah. Daily. We here trying to get this right. So,
as y'all can see, like the video done came along a long way compared to it was probably about a month ago.
We started up. Yeah.
So you know, with the video, I like I said, we was getting the kinks worked out, and it looked like they worked out. Yeah, so
we good now.
Go subscribe to the YouTube one more time. I'm gonna pop that up because we probably gonna be going live on YouTube and not Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is yeah. I got nothing for Facebook. I'm gonna say that.
So, you can listen to us on all your major podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Google.
Yeah, we pop up on Google.
I think we're still on Amazon. I don't know for sure. We should be. If not, then you just use the major outlets.
Yeah, we on there.
And if you need to find an outlet and you can't access Apple and Google and Spotify, hit us up on Anchor, because that's what we actually using their platform to get us all at.
Yep, we on Anchor.
So keep subscribing, keep liking it, keep sharing it. I say keep sharing it. Get us up there. We're trying to get 1,000 subscribers. That's the goal for now.
Merch coming soon.
Yeah, we're gonna do some merch. Hey, we finna rehash this whole thing, because we got some more ideas as far as the logos and all that stuff is concerned.
Hey, appreciate that, Chris, man. Like, hey, We're gonna have to get you on here, man. Like, hey, like, I really mess with you. I love how you, like, you support everybody. So I definitely want to get you on here, because it don't matter what somebody do, whether they're an artist or graphic designer, like, whatever. Like, you one of them people around here that supports everybody. And I definitely want to get you on here, you know, pick your brain, you know, because a lot of people don't do that.
You know him?
Yeah, I know Chris.
Okay, Chris, I don't know you, but feel free to reach out and come up and sit with us. We can talk about some stuff. And don't be scared to talk.
Oh, one thing he not is.
Okay, good. Good deal. So with all that being said, man, like I said once earlier and on previous podcasts, y'all like, share, subscribe.
Comment.
Hit the notification bell button so y'all can know when we putting out new content, which will be every week on Thursdays. If you don't catch the live, it'll come out on Thursday, and y'all can listen to it then. I'm going to say go Bucks because we're playing the Eagles tomorrow. You know, it's Wild Card Weekend now.
Look. He finna gas up the private jet. Bruh, and be down.
I got to go watch my boys play in the playoffs. So that's me.
He gassing up the private jet. He finna be down now.
Yeah.
He was just down there last week.
I just came from there last week. That's true. I did watch the last game of the season. That is true. But, you know, I got to see my boys play. That's what it is. And if y'all don't know who my boys are, I represent them every time. Them Bucks right there. I know we was trash a couple of years ago, but right now we on top. We winning. So it's good to feel that way. Titans, that y'all need to tighten up,
baby,
to.
Tighten up, baby. Number one seed for the first time since, forever.
I'm a huge football fan, so see this a lot.
Yeah. I'm just hoping we do something this bye week, give us a chance to get Derrick Henry back. You know, the king. We miss him. Even though our running game, between Foreman, Hiller.
And Nichols.
Foreman, Hiller, Nichols, they've been holding that running game down.
That's what Tannehill need. And trust me, I know a little bit about that because I watch them every week too. So I support the home team, even though that's not my team.
Yeah. Just like me, I watched the Bucks, bro. I had somebody try to debate the whole AB thing with me the other day.
Don't do that.
And look, I'm like, bro, my business partner is my good friend is a diehard Bucks fan. I catch every single Bucks game.
Right.
I was like, so you went two teams you can't debate with me about is Titans and the Bucks, because I can tell you everything about it. Eventually, he shut up because he had a rebuttal for everything, and then I hit him with one thing, and then he just quit responding. And I was like, yeah,
shut your ass up because you don't know what you're talking about. Shut your ass up. Hey, y'all, it's been fun, man. It's been real. We're going to holler at y'all next week. New topics. Actually, we'll probably just do live topics for a while until we get some feedback on some stuff as far as what y'all want us to hear or talk about. And
hopefully one of these guests hit us back.
Yeah. So here's what Rick is talking about. I sent out some emails to some local politicians here in the city.
We're going
to
leave them nameless.
I'm going to leave them nameless. And I want him to come on the show, you know, talk about whatever. You can talk about your district. You can talk about your city. You can talk about whatever. But I'm not going to softball any questions to you. So if you got something going on in your district, I want to talk about it and find out why it ain't been fixed or what's going on with it. Whatever. Be it the school system, be it the district itself, anything. Whatever you represent, whatever you got elect, you're an elected official. You need to answer some questions why your stuff is and is not working in your district. So that's what I'm going on. I'm waiting on some replies. Hopefully the next one we should have, hopefully, if everything goes well, a council person here. And we can interview them, and they can sell what they got to sell, and we're going to pitch them some questions, and we're going to go from there. So with all that being said, once again, it's been real. Y'all be safe, and we'll holler at you. Peace.